In the previous four recordings, I've talked a little bit about how hormones can affect your weight, but in this section today, I'm going to talk much more about it. It's especially relevant to you if you're a woman between 30 and 55 or a man over 40. As we age, it can be more challenging to lose fat because of hormonal changes in the body. So how do you know whether or not you are affected by your hormones? Well, if you found that as you age, it's become much more difficult to lose weight using techniques that were successful in the past, or if the weight has piled on even though you've maintained good levels of physical activity and you generally eat a healthy diet. Another way of recognising it is if you've got central adiposity, which means you've got a little round tummy or a typical apple shape with more fat on the body, on the legs and arms. So you might have what's called a little spider body, even with skinny legs and arms, and be round in the middle. If you can identify any of these, you may be experiencing changes in your metabolism because of your body's shifting hormone levels due to aging. Now, the main hormone in both men and women, actually, funnily enough, that causes this problem is estrogen. And some experts believe that the rise in obesity could be caused by an overexposure to estrogens. So that's those that are made within the body, but also they become imbalanced because of nutritional factors and because of lifestyle factors, but also from a lot of environmental sources as well. So if you feel that this is you, you might benefit by following some specific hormone balancing recommendations, or by contacting me for some more detailed information, because what I can offer is bespoke hormone testing if it's appropriate, but bespoke a nutritional program that could help bring your hormones back into balance. If you're somebody who you are, you know, typically a woman in your mid to late 40s, you're around that menopause time, you've got a lot of stress going on, you're not sleeping well, you may find that you need some extra support, because my findings are that, and having been through this myself as well, is that you'll find you'll be doing all the right things and you won't be able to understand that it is not impacting on your weight, and you'll be going to your slimming club or whatever it is and being very disciplined and not seeing any changes. And the reason that you won't see any changes is because your hormones, estrogen and so on, they impact on things like your insulin levels, and insulin is the hormone that makes you fatter. So just to bear that in mind, really. And there are many things that you can do to help balance that. There are lots of natural plant estrogens that you can include in your diet, and there are certain ways of eating that will definitely help to promote having balanced levels of estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, and so on. And there are different types of physical activity that are particularly good for you when you are around this time in your life when you've got imbalanced hormones. And I'd like to hear from you if you're interested in this, because I am actually putting together a program specifically for this, because it is quite specialized. So it would be an add-on to the existing Happy Weight program. So if you feel that this applies to you, please do feel free to give me a ring on 0844 800 1197, or you could pop me an email, and that's judy@happyweight.com. So anyway, good luck with all of that. That concludes the part 5 of the series. So would really welcome your feedback on it, and look forward to catching up with you soon when I've got some more articles up online.